I'm Kirkland Don, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late night jokes. Today's theme, comics on two Trumps in Best of Late Night. Bill Maher pits teleprompter Trump against his real Trump, and Colin Jost points out how casually Trump rattles off hate group names. Michael Che, Alec Baldwin, and Kenan Thompson join in today's Punchlines.
So Monday, teleprompter Trump made a foreign policy speech that was very normal and reassuring, and then the next day he went to Arizona for a rebuttal.
Thank you, Phoenix. Thank you. Wow. How about that eclipse, folks, huh? Now, a lot of people don't know this, but you can damage your eyes while looking at an eclipse. No one predicted this. They couldn't have. I figured it out all by myself. Let me take these glasses off and see what you people look like. Okay. Wow. Everyone's so white here. It's fantastic. And look, they found the one black guy at the rally and they sat him right behind me. Now, because of the eclipse, I can't tell. Are you really black?
Well, that's what the ad said you was looking for. Okay.
No. It has gotten so bad that this week the tabloids were describing Shia LaBeouf's behavior as erratic, bordering on presidential. Tuesday, the big rally in Phoenix, the fans loved it. InfoWars gave it 4.5 straitjackets.
During the rally, Trump defended his earlier comments on Charlottesville. This is what he had to say.
I hit him with everything. I got the white supremacists, the neo-Nazi, I got them all in there. Let's see. Yeah, KKK, we have KKK. I got them all.
He's listing off hate groups like they're Pokemon cards.
His fans, they got bored and started to leave early. Maybe the magic spell is wearing off. Because they're so sick of hearing
the news is fake. Foreigners are taking your jobs. I'm being treated unfairly.
By the time he gets to build the wall, people are like, you know, if we leave during Drain the Swamp, we can beat the traffic. I mean, when he finally started in on Hillary, they were like, wrap it up, wrap it up.
I still want to know, who was this? I feel like I have to say, on behalf of black people everywhere, we don't know this fool.
To watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.